Hi, this is Chris Kempler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a story by Kel Campbell, who you can follow on Twitter at Kel Calamity or on Medium.com. And here is My Whole Life is Cringeworthy. I walk into the marketing meeting, late, of course, with a big old cup full of ice water. The cup is from a Texas barbecue joint, and as such is about 512 ounces. Immediately upon setting it on the table, somehow I knock it over, and people are frantically lifting up tablets and laptops to save them from the oncoming flood. What feels like 20 minutes of silence later, everyone looks up at me with horror on their faces. I say, "Hi." Later on in the meeting, our controller, who would make prairie grass look thick, walks in and slips on some water I'd missed, falling hard on one of her delicate knees. Everyone yells, "Kel!" And I yelp, "I'm sorry, I wish I wasn't how I am either." Later on in the meeting, the marketing VP asks me what I've been working on. I say, "Well, I've been trying to physically harm Kathy, the controller, for some time now, so pretty pleased that hard work has paid off." 5 people laugh. The others continue to look at me in horror. Same job, a bit earlier. I come in early and start a pot of coffee because I'm no snob. I can make coffee too. Somehow, I manage to bang the carafe too hard and the bottom shatters. Coffee starts spilling into drawers and overflowing onto the floor. Jesus, how much fucking coffee does this thing hold? I can't find any paper towels, so I'm waving one hand under the automatic dispenser while wiping the coffee with the other. During this clumsy coffee massacre, the CEO of my company walks in and stops dead in the doorway to look at the person whose check he signs. "Kel, are you okay?" he asks, with a pained smile on his face. "Oh yes, I'm fine. Just testing our emergency preparedness." He shakes his head, and I hear him calling out for the admins to help me. Between the time that he sends for backup and their arrival, I've started cleaning up the sticky, coffee-smelling mess with what I think is multi-surface cleaner, but what turns out is goo gone. Do you know what that is? I didn't. But it's slickery, oil-like lube, and the entire kitchen turned into one massive slip-and-slide liability. Or a fun night at the manhole. The receptionist corners me. "What did you do?" I reply, "I helped." Different job, same stupid me. There's a grandmother approaching the elevator doors from far off. She's one of these people who is so full of pure kindness that she can charm even misanthropes like myself. She asks me to hold the elevator for her. I theatrically consider it before saying, "I don't think so. You'd better run." I am clearly joking. At least, I thought I was clearly joking. She starts to run, but it does not look like she's been in any races lately. An upturned corner of carpet proves to be her downfall as she splats onto the ground. Luckily, her wrist saved her. Unluckily, her wrist became sprained. The other person in the elevator looks at me in what I can only describe as fear. Yet another job. My cubicle has a weird setup where I face the big boss. We make awkward eye contact no less than 20 times per day. It's honestly part of the reason I left this job after 7 months. Anyhow, I stand up and see that somehow I've perioded onto the seat. Now we're in a pickle. Because if I get up to clean it, my boss is going to be watching me do it and wondering why I would need to clean up the seat of my chair. What do I do? If the blood sets, I'm just going to have to move to South Dakota and start life over there because the other alternative is asking the all-male building maintenance to please switch me out a chair that doesn't have fluid and tissue on it. At last, the big boss leaves and I leap up at the chance to clean up. I grab some paper towels and wet them in the ladies' room. So far, so good. I start to scrub. As soon as I do, that motherfucking noisy-ass Melody frumps over to scream, "What are you doing, Kel?" Now, there were some desperate-ass motherfuckers at this job who didn't have any friends outside of work. So they would jump like puppies at a biscuit can anytime humans were interacting. So, four of these schnauzers gather round my bloody cube and are asking me, "What are you doing?" "Yeah, Kel, what's up? Ha ha!" And at that moment I knew I hated everything, but especially my vagina. Anyhow, these aren't even the most embarrassing moments. If you enjoyed this story, please share it. Thanks so much for listening. And next week we'll have more, "Does this happen to you?" moments.